The Leach Report Radio Network is on the air with the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach. Join in with the rest of Big Blue Nation to get the latest insights and opinions on your Kentucky Wildcats from an all-star lineup of guests. If you have a question for Tom or one of our guests, tweet him to @LeachReport or email to LeachReport@gmail.com. And you can call toll-free anywhere across the Commonwealth of Kentucky at 877-904-1080. Now, here's Tom.
Welcome to the Leach Report this morning. Again, it's not Tom Leach, who is on vacation. It's Larry Vowles sitting in for Tom Leach, so appreciate you joining us. Going to have a really good show today. Appreciate you being with us and listening to us yesterday as well. But today's guest lineup, presented by Sleep Outfitters, we'll start with Nitrice Quickly. Her son is Emmanuel Quickly, the freshman point guard at the University of Kentucky. Well, second guest will be Jim Porter to talk about the Ohio UK convention coming up Saturday in Middletown, Ohio. And the second half of the show, we'll have LPGA rookie Emma Talley, who's 35th on the money winning list and will be at the Barbasol Championship on Wednesday to play in the Pro-Am. She's a three-time Kentucky High School champion and was also the NCAA champion playing at the University of Alabama. So that'll be our guest lineup today, again, presented by Sleep Outfitters. The Wildcat News of the Day, presented by Cardinal Point Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Mark Stoops was at the SEC Media Days yesterday, along with three of his players, Benny Snell, C.J. Conrad, and Josh Allen. I think, to me, the highlight was seeing Benny Snell ask about who's the best running back in the SEC, and Benny Snell said, me. And I think he's got the numbers that he can certainly back that up. So I liked his answer myself. I didn't see anything wrong with it. And I think anybody that was there would have to agree it was the right answer for Benny to give. On the basketball side of things, just got an alert that Dante Allen, the 6'6 swing or wing player at Pendleton County, is now ranked among the nation's top 50 players in 2019 recruiting class, which is really no surprise based on all the offers he got over the last few days from Florida, Auburn, the one from Louisville, Oklahoma, Illinois. He's really kind of blown up and has an abundance of offers, and I'm telling you, I think one is coming from Kentucky in the not-too-distant future. We will see, but I think one's going to come from Kentucky. And also on a kind of interesting note, Cassidy Joe Rowe, who will be a freshman at Shelby Valley High School in Eastern Kentucky this year, picked up her fifth Division I offer last night. She started last year on the basketball team at Shelby Valley, but she has an offer that she got from the University of Kentucky last week. She picked up another one from Denver last night, but how incredible to just be getting ready to start your freshman year of high school and already have five Division I offers. So pretty nice thing for her there. I had a chance yesterday to go out to the Swing for Soldiers put on by Jacob Tammy and his wife Allison. That event has now raised $1 million in the 9 years. That's a pretty incredible total. Had a great group of people out there, well represented with the UK folks, former UK players Avery Williamson, Tim Mastay, and Tim Couch were some of the guys I saw there. You had UK coaches John Robick and Joe Justice from basketball. I saw John Schlarman from the football staff, and I think there were also a couple others I just didn't see, and volleyball coach Craig Skinner. They were all there to support the cause, and Jacob and his wife Allison always do a terrific, terrific job there. So thank you for joining us today on the Leach Report. Again, this is Larry Vowles sitting in for Tom Leach. Got my buddy Allison Baker in here with me, too. So when we come back, going to let you have a chance to listen to Nitrice Quickly. Her son Emmanuel's a freshman guard for John Calipari, and give you a little bit of a chance to get a few insights on Emmanuel you may not get anywhere else. So stay with us here on the Leach Report.
Look for the Leach Report on Facebook. Show updates, contests, and other cool stuff. Check it out today.
Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vowles sitting in for Tom Leach today. Really pleased to start the show off today with Nitrice Quickly. Her son, Emmanuel, is a freshman point guard at the University of Kentucky. And Nitrice, really appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning to talk with us a little bit about your son.
Thanks, Larry. Let me just start by thanking you for the opportunity to come out and speak to all the Kentucky fans. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. So start out and tell us maybe a couple things that you would like for Kentucky fans to know about your son, other than just what a good basketball player he is.
Well, I guess I could start by saying that He's an extremely hard worker. He works hard with the God-given talent that he's been given, and he knows that nothing is really going to be given to him. I'd like to think that I've trained him to love God, to love his family, to love his community. But I think Big Blue Nation really needs to know he's just a really nice kid. He's a great big brother. I think what really makes him extremely special is that Emmanuel, he's humble. He really knows that only a few kids have been chosen or selected to be a part of Coach Cal's basketball team. And I don't think he really takes that lightly. He knows that he's been blessed and favored with the opportunity that so many kids only dream of having. So he plays the saxophone really well. He's had years of piano lessons, but he doesn't play anymore because, you know, basketball takes up a lot of time. And he's really passionate about the drums.
And played drums.
Things about Emmanuel.
And he played drums in the church choir, correct?
Yes, sir. He's been playing the drums since he was able to pick up two pencils and bang on things at the house, including pots and pans.
Well, what was there about John Calipari when he was recruiting your son to come to Kentucky? What was there that you liked about John Calipari that made you believe, too, that Kentucky was the right place for Emmanuel?
Well, I think what really allowed me to know that Coach Cal and the entire Kentucky staff really was the right place for Emmanuel is because that Coach Cal really does a good job of letting the kids know, letting the families know that he cares about these kids. It is clear, without a doubt. I know that every Kentucky fan who is listening to us chat today, they know, as I have come to know, that Cal takes time with people. When we visited, you know, the Kentucky campus, he would stop what he was doing and saying, you know, to take a picture with someone or to sign an autograph. And he really, you know, expressed the importance of letting people know that, you know, they're valued and that they're cared. And as a parent, as a mother, who wouldn't want their child to be in that type of environment? Coach Cal also sent inspirational quotes to Emmanuel to build him up. And I appreciated that. I appreciated just the openness, the honesty that Coach Cal and his entire staff shared with our family.
And I know Kentucky fans are excited about the trip to the Bahamas, but I asked you how excited you are, and you said on a scale of 1 to 10, you would rank it an 11. So you can't wait, can you?
That's right. I'm really excited about the trip to the Bahamas. I do find myself waking up thinking about the trip, what I'm going to pack. I've been on YouTube looking up, you know, make sure you take your sunscreen and all of those things. So Kentucky fans who are traveling to the Bahamas, make sure you pack some snacks. I heard it's pretty expensive to eat. So just all those little things that I'm learning. But as far as, you know, the basketball is an aspect and a very important part of that trip. I'm looking forward to Emmanuel and his new brothers to get on that court and watch them work together and see if they can make that team come together as a cohesive unit. Everyone knows, you know, that these young men are great basketball players. Our team's full of McDonald All-Americans and young men who have the confidence of lions. But I think the question remains, and that will be answered in the Bahamas, is can these young men play together? So I'm excited to see them play together.
Absolutely. Now, Therese, I have Allison Baker in studio with me, a buddy of mine. She's going to be a senior at Western Kentucky University this year, and she's got a question for you.
Absolutely.
So how is Emmanuel adjusting to college life?
Hi, Ms. Baker. Yes, how is Emmanuel adjusting to college life? I think that he's adjusting pretty well. The practices are a lot more intense than they were in high school, but that is to be expected. I mean, you are at Kentucky. He also is very busy. At his new school in Kentucky, he's in summer school. He has several classes that he's taking. He's working out with his coaches and the trainer. And he's also cooking more, which is wonderful for a mother to hear.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's cooking a lot more. He often sends pictures and videos of him cooking breakfast after they've worked out early in the morning, kind of replenishing, you know, the proteins and things that he's kind of worked off. So he calls himself a chef in the videos, or he, you know, tags himself as a chef as he displays his picture of the food that he has just cooked.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, here would be my question for you as a parent and grandparent myself. How are you adjusting to Emmanuel not being at home?
Well, I think I'm adjusting well. I miss him a lot. He is really enjoying the college process. So him being a part of Kentucky and him enjoying what he's doing makes it easier for me and him not being home. We talk via text. We do FaceTime on the phone. So, you know, it's really comforting to know that there are people in Lexington that are kind of looking after him, that are keeping him uplifted in prayer. You know, his tutors, the people working in the office at Kentucky, they're all making sure everything's lined up, ducks in a row. I even appreciate those who are at the lounge, kind of monitoring the lounge. So I sleep well at night knowing that, you know, he's well, he's secure, and he's in the care of some really great people.
Yes. Final question here from you, Natrice. What do you think is a reasonable expectation for UK fans to have for your son on the court this year? I mean, what do you expect, and what do you think is a fair expectation for him?
I think UK fans can look for nothing less than 110% effort on the court. Emmanuel knows the greatest stat is not rebounds, it's not points, it's not steals. He knows it's winning the game. Emmanuel's been very fortunate and blessed to be a part of the USA teams for the last past two summers that traveled to Africa, and there goes to Spain. So he's used to playing against and playing with the best players in the country and in the world. So I'm really excited for UK fans, and they can expect Emmanuel to not only be a scorer, but to help those around him be a better player. Often, as I watched him play, I marveled at how he was able to pass the ball or find an open player. So I'm really excited about seeing some of that this season. And I also think that UK fans can expect Emmanuel to be a really good decision maker and a great thinker out there on the court.
Well, I can tell it's in his genes from his mother. I'm very impressed. I want to thank you, Natrice, quickly for joining us this morning. I think the biggest piece of information you shared with me that your son is now cooking. I may have to ask him for some cooking tips at Media Day.
He needs to come home and cook. Cook us a meal.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here on the Leach Report this morning. Hope maybe we can do it again during the season, Natrice.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a very wonderful day.
All right. Have a safe trip to the Bahamas. That was Natrice Quickly. Her son is Emmanuel Quickly. He'll be playing at the University of Kentucky. When we come back on the Leach Report, we'll have Jim Porter to talk about the Ohio UK Convention.
This is where the Big Blue Nation gathers. It's Talk Radio 1080 and the Leach Report, followed by Kentucky Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught sitting in for Tom Leach today. I want to get right to the phone and get Jim Porter, the longtime director of the Ohio UK Convention, who will have his festivities coming up on Saturday. And Jim, just want to spend a couple minutes here where you could tell folks a little bit about what you got planned for Saturday and how they could get hold of you and how they could be part of it.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you, WLAP, for all their support down through the years. Yes, we're excited. This is our 29th annual UK convention. We're located 32 miles north of the High River, right off of Interstate 75. If anyone wants to come, I want to give my phone number and our website. My phone number is 937-746-8758. Our website, which tells all about our program and even has a map to our location, is www.ukconvention.com.
And the good thing about this year, you've got three terrific speakers. You've got former UK football player Anthony White's going to be there. You got former UK basketball players Jack Gibbons and James Lee off the 1978 championship team that are going to be there. And then you have terrific is not the right word to describe him, but Matthew Bradford, maybe the most inspirational UK fan I know, and he's been there several times, and I know your folks at the convention love Matt Bradford.
I would second what you said about Corporal Matt Bradford. When he speaks, you can hear the audience breathe. He is so inspirational. I understand, Larry, he's the only American that ever lost both of his eyes, both of his legs, and was able to reenlist in our military. And he has a lot to share with us. And, of course, probably another highlight, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of UK's National Basketball Championship. And that's where James Lee and Jack Gibbons will give a panel presentation. And let's also mention that we have Larry Vaught back this year after a one-year absence. And he's the seven-time Kentucky Sports Writer of the Year, for you folks out there listening that may not know that.
That guy sounds pretty good. I might want to hear him. But, yeah, it's always a terrific day. I was telling Allison Baker, who's in the studio with me, that her stepdad, Bo, would love it because it's just made up of people who think UK is going to win the national championship, who think there's nothing that could ever go wrong in Kentucky, and they just love the Wildcats, and you spend all day talking about it.
We have a lot of hungry UK folks up here. Just a quick history. I know for a fact that this area used to have 11 paper mills and Armco Steel, all big employers. And a lot of our people from Kentucky came up here, especially after World War II, and that's where they stayed. And they still have their roots, and they love UK.
Well, they certainly do. And Jim, give the phone numbers and the website that people can go to if they want more information about the Ohio-UK convention that's coming up Saturday.
Absolutely. My home number is 937-746-8758. And our website is www.ukconvention.com.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Jim. And I tell you, if folks come once, they'll come back. I don't think you have many people that just come one time. Once they come, they find a way to come back. And this will be year number what for the convention?
Number 29,
and so I know you'll be good for year 30. So it's a terrific day, and looking forward to it. And I will see you sometime late Friday night or early Saturday morning, because I know you always start on time. So that'll be something we'll be counting on.
Absolutely, we start on time and end on time. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Larry.
All right, that's the same thing I have to do here with Billy back at the control room. He makes sure I end on time. So we're getting ready to take a break, and then when we come back, really happy that we're going to have Emma Talley of Coyle County, a three-time state high school champion, an Alabama NCAA champion in golf. She's a rookie on the LPGA Tour, 35th on the money list right now, just having a terrific season. It'll be here to play in the Barbasol Championship Pro-Am on Wednesday. So when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about how life's going for Emma Talley and what's made her decide to come to the Barbasol Championship on Wednesday to be part of this week. So stay with us here on the Leach Report. This is Larry Vaught.
This is the Leach Report on Talk Radio 1080. You can interact with the show via Twitter at Leach Report. Now, here's Tom.
All right. Well, it's not Tom Leach. It's Larry Vaught sitting in for the vacationing Tom Leach. But appreciate you joining us on the Leach Report again today. And so that I don't forget to do it, Billy, let me thank you again for holding my hand and walking me through why I do this. I appreciate it. And only you and Shannon know how hands-on you have to be with me, so I really do appreciate you taking care of me.
No problem, Larry.
Okay. I also have Allison Baker, my buddy, here in studio with me. He'll be a senior at Western Kentucky University this year, but really, really happy now to be joined by Emma Talley, I think a name that anybody that plays golf in the state of Kentucky knows, three-time champion, high school champion at Caldwell County. Could have been four times, but she called a penalty on herself. Or would have been a four-time champion, NCAA champion, University of Alabama, and now just having a great rookie season on the LPGA Tour. So, Emma, thanks for taking time on what I know is always a busy schedule to spend a little time with us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today. And, yeah,
been a fun season.
It's been a terrific season for you. I mean, you're 35th on the money winning list right now with almost $340,000. You are second in the Rookie of the Year standings and coming off two terrific weeks in a row, back to back top tens, back to back weeks where you were in contention and had a chance. So you've got to feel really good about the way you're playing right now.
Yeah, I am. I've really been playing well all year, and I made a caddy change a few weeks ago, and I really think he has made the difference. I'm really excited to have him, and yeah, it's been really fun so far. I've been playing well, and just hopefully it continues.
And that's a pretty big deal, isn't it, in mid-season, to change caddies?
Actually, it happens all the time out here. I don't know if it happens on the PGA, but it's crazy out here. People get fired and hired every week.
Okay. Well, what made you decide to change?
I've had a lot of caddy issues the whole year, actually. The first guy that I'd hired in December never showed up. He decided he didn't want to caddy anymore, and then I had to get some locals, and then I hired a guy, and our personalities just weren't the same. I talk a lot. I don't know anything about golf history and stuff like that, and that's all he likes, so... It was such a personality thing, so I hired this guy, and I've loved it, and he's great, and he helps me, and he keeps me laughing and keeps me calm the whole round, so it's been perfect.
Well, you know, I think there's another pretty good caddy out there that you know, though, isn't there?
Who's that?
Don't you have a boyfriend that maybe does a little caddying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good.
have you ever thought of him?
I would love it, but I think my dad we had a big conversation about it. My dad said, Emma, Patrick would get so tired of you, so we decided not to do that.
Well, this might be one time that Dan Talley knows best. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's right.
So that's pretty. But now, who does he caddy for, Emma?
He caddies for Sandra Gow, and she's been having – she had kind of a slow start, but she's had – some really good finishes lately as well, so she's playing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell me, I know you were in Ohio for the tournament last weekend. You were in Rockford, Illinois for a clinic yesterday, and I'm assuming that maybe you're on your way to Kentucky now because you'll be playing in the Pro-Am here at the Barbasol on Wednesday?
Yes, so it's been a crazy off week, I should say. We drove the car for the last 4 weeks, so... I drove from Toledo to Rockford Sunday night, which is 5 hours. And then I played in that yesterday. And then last night I drove 4 hours to Champaign, Illinois. I'm here. And then we'll drive the rest of the way today to Lexington and have a pro-am dinner tonight and the pro-am tomorrow. And then I might watch on Thursday. And then Friday I get a day off. And then Saturday I leave to Scotland.
Wow, that's pretty heck. What made you decide on like say what is your off week before you head to Scotland and then to the British Open when you play the Scottish Open and the British Open? What made you decide that okay, I think I'll go ahead and come to Kentucky and play in the Pro-Am at the Barbasol?
Well, Barbasol is also they are head of Pure Silk, which is one of my biggest sponsors, and I really just wanted to do something fun, and I hadn't seen any of the guys on the PGA for a while, and it was just going to be, I was like, hey, I asked my sponsor, he asked me if I wanted to come, and I thought about it, I thought, yeah, that'd be fun, and he was like, hey, would you want to play in the Pro-Am? I was like, sure. So Patrick and I are going to play in the Pro-Am tomorrow, and it will be interesting because I'm pretty tired, but I'm going to try it out.
So your Patrick will be on your team then?
Yes, he'll be on the team.
Now, he's a decent golfer, correct?
Yes, he played in high school, and he could have played college golf, and then he got his engineering degree, and his story's crazy, too. So, but he's pretty good. He can be really good or not so good.
Okay, well, I can understand that and all like that. But when you get a chance to just kind of come have a – I'm assuming hopefully this will be a fun day for you – in the Pro-Am, is it relaxing in any way, or do you still feel a little pressure that, okay, a lot of us are going to be watching, you still feel like you've got to produce when you're out there, even in a Pro-Am?
wouldn't call it pressure, but you definitely have to have your face on, I guess you would say. I told my mom the other day, I was like, I kind of wish I would have just gone to the beach this week, but I'm really excited to come to Lexington. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of the people that I want to see. Even a lot of my friends have texted me and said, we're going to come watch, we're going to come watch. So I'm going to see a lot of my friends, which will be great, and I'll see a lot of the guys and get to play with my sponsor, and it'll be a fun day, and I'm not too stressed about how I play. It'll just be a fun day, and I think we're playing with Aaron Badley and Danny Lee, so that'll be really fun, and I've never met either of those guys, so it'll be fun to watch them. And we have one of our own, Brittany Winsicombe. She's playing in the tournament, and so it'll be nice to see her and kind of give her a hug before she goes out to the tournament.
How do you think she can do this week? I mean, I know on your tour she's a big hitter, but I know her caddy Missy Peterson was on the show with me yesterday and was joking about that a lot of you all on the tour are giving Brittany kind of a hard time, saying that now she'll find out what it's like to be back behind everybody off the tee box because the guys hit it so far. So how do you think Brittany will be able to do?
I think she'll do great. I think the main thing is her getting comfortable. I know I talked to her yesterday. She was at the Rock for Pro-Am as well. And, she's nervous, but I think she's going to fit in great with the guys. She's really tall. She's really funny. She's laid back. So I hope that she gets to play with someone that she knows, because I think that'll make everything better. But I think obviously there's no expectations going into it. No matter what she does, we're all going to be proud of her and excited for her. And it's just a cool opportunity. Playing off a different tee is going to be hard, but she does hit the ball a long way. So I don't know how much trouble she'll have, but I don't think it'll be much.
Well, good deal. And also, again, we're talking, this is Larry Vowell talking with Emma Talley, rookie on the LPGA Tour. We're going to take a short break and come back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Emma about something that she mentioned earlier, a little bit about her personality and how much fun that is to kind of watch and see even when we're watching on TV. So stay with us on the Leach Report. We'll be back with Emma Talley.
Find out more about the voice of the Cats and get great coverage of the Big Blue at TomLeachKY.com.
Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vowell sitting in for Tom Leach today, who's got a little bit of vacation that he's taking. So appreciate you joining us. Really delighted right now for a few more minutes to have Emma Talley, a rookie on the LPGA Tour, a three-time state champion when she played at Coyle County. Emma, I keep wanting to say you're a four-time state champion.
You can keep saying I'm a four-time champion.
Yeah, because I mean, you really won it. And for folks who might not know, a scorecard mistake, you called it on yourself after you had won the tournament. Anywhere that I go and still talk to people, that's still one of the things that a lot of us just admire about you, because you did that on yourself. And I know when we talked earlier, you said that even now you still sometimes kind of think back about that.
Oh, of course. And every time I walk into the scoring tent, I think about it. I don't want to do it again. It was terrible. And especially now, because now it's, winning a tournament and having to DQ yourself is no fun. So I think about it every day when I go into the scoring tent, because I don't want to do it again. And thankfully, I haven't done it. It was just one of those things. And there's a lot more things important than golf. And to me, that was more important.
Well, I admire you for it. I have Allison Baker in studio with me. Emma, she's going to be a senior at Western Kentucky University, a school near and dear to your family's heart. But Allison's got a question for you.
You said you're retired and you're traveling a lot. This is your off week, but you mentioned Scotland. So what's it like to be able to travel to places like that and be able to do something that you love?
Yeah. Hey, Allison. Good luck, first of all, on your senior year. I love Western. My whole family went there. But anyways, I love Scotland. I've been there once. And yes, I am tired and exhausted. But this year I've noticed the more I play, I have to take breaks, but I have to keep going kind of thing. Because once I sit down, I want to just sit down for a long, long time. But I'm really excited about Scotland. I love the links style golf, and it'll be different. Who knows what's going to happen? I even told my dad the other day on the phone, I said, I've really only played one time. I played in the British Open in 2014. and I did well, tied for 17th, but I don't really know how I compare to the LPGA girls on a link-style course when the weather's going to be terrible. So I really have no expectations going into this the next 2 weeks, and I'm just going to have fun with it. I've put myself in a good position for the rest of the year, so I'm just going to play and have fun, and hopefully it's good.
but Emily, the grind or the travel for the LPGA, as you say, you're going to be gone overseas for a couple of weeks, then you come back, and then you go to Asia for the end of the season. That's got to take a pretty good toll, I would think, physically on an LPGA player.
Oh, 100%. It's a grind. I think I did a little too much. Most people, I played 8 tournaments in 9 weeks the past little bit, and I think everyone else did 7 out of 9 or 6 out of 9, which was probably smart, and a lot of people weren't playing the Scottish Open, so I'm doing all of them. Who knows? It might affect me terribly. It might be great. I have no idea, but that's why I'm a rookie, and I'm just kind of learning and taking it week by week, and next year I'll know what to do and what not to do. And yeah, I'm exhausted, but it's a pretty good gig. I'm 24 years old, getting to travel the world and have fun. So, and it's cool because in Scotland we're getting there a little early. We're going to get there a day early, and we're going to do something fun. And then after the British, I'm going to stay and go to London for a few days. So I'm trying to experience the world too, if you could say, and travel and have fun. So yeah, it's not all about golf right now.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Now, you're worried about your being a little tired, but I looked for that. You've played in 16 events now this year, I think. You've had 17 rounds in the 60s, but 7 of them have been in the last 2 tournaments, so maybe you play better when you're tired.
That's what my dad said. He said, maybe you should be tired all the time.
Yeah, because I mean, you've had 2 incredible weeks back-to-back.
I am tired, but I've just been I'm not scared to take off. Like last Tuesday, I didn't even go to the golf course because I was tired. So I just stayed home and watched TV all day and worked out, and that was it. And so I think I've done a good job of not putting a lot of pressure on myself to go to the course and to do everything that I'm, in quotations, supposed to do. I'm just kind of listening to my body. I know that sounds silly, but and just kind of going with it. And like I said, when you know you're playing well, it's easier to do that because I know my game has been there the whole year. I really think my new caddy has been a huge blessing. And yeah, I'm excited to have him on my bag, and I'm excited for the next 2 weeks too because I really like where my game is headed, and I like him on my bag, so it's exciting.
And I wanted to kind of bring up, I know that you talk about a lot of different things that you do and all like that, but tell me about when you were growing up, how big an impact did it have, the fact that you could open your garage door in any kind of weather and just hit balls out on the 16th fairway there, the course beside where you all live, that you just had like your own personal driving bay or shot bay or whatever it was, that you could stay in out of the rain or out of the cold a little bit, and then send your poor dad out to pick the balls up every time?
I have to say my mom picked up the balls. My dad takes credit, but it was actually my mom. She picked up all the balls for me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, she gets us a little credit on that one. But, yeah, I mean, it was great. I loved golf, first of all, and still my favorite thing to do is put my mat down in the garage, and I only can hit a 9-iron because that's the only thing that will get out of the garage, over the trees, and then onto the ninth fairway. I can't hit any other club, but I turn my music up, and I just hit balls, and I put a mirror behind me, and it's kind of relaxing to me because it's really, especially now, it's one of the only places it can just be me, and there's something about that. I usually get a lot of work done in my garage, so I still like to do that every once in a while.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I know you talked earlier, you mentioned a little bit before that your previous caddy wasn't maybe as quite a big a talker as you. I've got to tell you, I love watching on TV because it seems like, I don't know, maybe it's on the LPGA Tour, they get the microphones closer to you all or something. But do you ever hit a shot and not say something?
Not really. I probably do that too much. Sometimes like, oh no, the mic was right there. I shouldn't have said that. But Yeah, I mean, I have fun with it. And like I said, my new caddy has been great. And he kind of brings out my personality a little bit. And I think people like it. So I'm just going to keep being me. And but even the LPGA players, they all seem to, every time I get paired with someone, they're like, oh, I get to play with Emma today. So it's been kind of fun. I think they needed a little bit of Kentucky charm, maybe, just to make things a little more relaxed. I definitely am competitive. I'm definitely serious out there, but I also think I play the best when I'm having fun. And I think a lot of times, if you think back to players' best rounds, it's oftentimes on a Sunday afternoon with their dad, or, you know, in a very calm setting. And that's kind of what me and my caddy are trying to do, is make me feel as calm as possible and relaxed and having fun, because really that's when I play the best. So I'm going to keep having fun, and I like talking to everybody outside the ropes and the volunteers and my playing competitors and everybody. So it's been fun.
It sure has. And the kind of last thing, again, you'll be at the Barbasol Championship on Wednesday. You've already talked about you're going to be playing the Pro-Am. You have a lot of friends coming up and everything. But do you welcome people coming up during the round, before the round, after the round, want to get an autograph, want to just say hi? You looking forward to that, or you want us to kind of stay back away from you and leave you alone?
No, of course. I love people, and I'm so happy for the support I've had in Kentucky. Without it, I definitely wouldn't be where I am. You know, even still, I probably get 100 text messages after on a Sunday, and everyone's from Kentucky or Alabama. So I've had so much support, not only in Kentucky but Alabama, but my roots are in Kentucky, and I'm so thankful for everyone that still supports me, because it takes a lot, big support system for this traveling and the grind, I should say.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. You've been great to me, Emma. I sure appreciate it, and all looking forward to seeing you Wednesday, and thanks for taking some time, and maybe when it finally gets back to off-season, maybe we can do this again.
Sounds wonderful, and thanks for calling me, and thanks for keeping up with me.
My pleasure. That was Emma Talley. You can see her Wednesday at the Barbasol Championship playing in the Pro-Am. Stay with us. We come back on the Leach Report. We'll wrap things up today. This is Larry Vault. Welcome back to the Leach Report. This is Larry Vault. Been filling in for Tom yesterday and today. Appreciate you joining us today. Nitrice Quickly, mother of UK freshman guard Emmanuel Quickly, on with us. And then just finished up with Emma Talley, who is just delightful. I think she's going to just do great things for the rest of this season on the LPGA. She's already had a really good year so far. She'll be at the Barbasol Championship on Wednesday playing in the Pro-Am. Come on out and see her. Remember, practice rounds going on today at the Barbasol. Admission is free. Same thing tomorrow during the Pro-Am. You can come out and watch all the action for free. So don't get a chance like this very often. So come out and take advantage of it. And again, thank you for joining me. This is Larry Vaught on the Leach Report.
Thanks for listening to The Leach Report. Make sure you check out the podcast page at TomLeachKY.com whenever you miss a show. And be sure to follow The Leach Report Facebook page. If you have a question for Tom, email it